Breaking the Silence to Eliminate FGM by Angelo Mileta. Female genital mutilation, FGM, aligns with a cultural practice that has affected millions of girls and women around the world, and the only way to halt it is to break the shackles of silence in which it is shrouded in. Despite the global efforts to eradicate this harmful tradition, FGM continues to persist in many communities, perpetuating gender inequality, violating human rights, and causing long-term physical and psychological consequences. Mojatu stands at the forefront of the battle against FGM, working tirelessly to raise awareness, provide support, and foster change. Saida Baba, Mojatu Foundation FGM project manager, says, "To end FGM, we must join forces in starting conversations around the vile practice. People do not want to talk about it, and it is this silence that is making the vice of female circumcision to linger on. It is time we open up and discuss this issue. Everybody must be involved. FGM can only end completely in societies that practice it if everyone is involved, from traditional leaders to community leaders, from parents to children, and from professionals to lay people." FGM refers to the removal of external female genitalia or other injury to the female genital organs for non-medical reasons. It is primarily practiced in parts of Africa, the Middle East, and Asia, but due to globalization and migration, FGM has also become an issue in various Western countries. The wrongful justification of FGM is based on cultural, social, and religious beliefs, but it is important to emphasize that it is a violation of fundamental human rights, including the right to health, physical integrity, and freedom from violence and discrimination. Consequences of FGM. The consequences of FGM are severe and have longevity, affecting the physical, psychological, and social well-being of girls and women. Immediate complications include severe pain, bleeding, infections, and even death. Long-term consequences encompass urinary and reproductive health problems, psychological trauma, sexual dysfunction, and increased risks during childbirth. Furthermore, FGM perpetuates gender inequality by reinforcing harmful gender stereotypes and limiting educational and economic opportunities for women. Mojatu plays a crucial role in the fight against FGM by actively engaging with affected communities, policymakers, and organizations, and for the past 6 years been working tirelessly with the Nottingham City Council to end FGM. Mojatu, alongside Nottingham City Council, has been fighting rigorously to make Nottingham become the first city in the UK to declare zero tolerance on FGM. Through educational programs and community outreach initiatives, Mojatu raises awareness about the physical and emotional consequences of FGM, debunking misconceptions surrounding the practice, and promotes dialogue, encourages open conversations within communities, and largely empowers individuals to abandon this injurious and harmful tradition. Says Baba, "One of the key objectives at Mojatu is to provide support and empowerment to survivors of FGM, and by creating safe spaces and offering counseling services, they help survivors heal from their traumatic experiences and rebuild their lives." Mojatu Foundation Director of Operations, Angela Wathoni, explains, "The fight against female genital mutilation is far from over, but if we come together and fight together by breaking the chains of silence, then we will win this battle and the war. We must create a future where no girl or woman has to endure the physical and psychological pain of FGM," says Wathoni.